It's Brad here, Sean again. I'm driving on I-275 again, coming home the same way as I did yesterday. I paid the toll and I've gone over the Skyway already. And right now I'm at the part of I-275 that it doesn't really dead end, but it does change into 75, I-75 southbound. But it's kind of weird, to go southbound, you get in the left lane, and to go northbound, you get in the right lane. You would think it would be opposite, but it's not. So, I'm in the lane right now to go south, and that's exit 2. I-275 south turns into I-75, and then I know as soon as I go around this turn, I know to get over. But a lot of other people, you can tell that they're not from around here because they don't get over. They ride that lane until the end. They tell you to merge, and it's at the last minute, people merge and get over. And I'm like, probably shouldn't be there, but it happens. Anyway, I completed, 3 trips today, and they were all trips from St. Pete Beach to downtown St. Pete, where it was very slow, but that's just what happens. So when you drive for Uber, the money is already very bad. When 5 years ago when I first got started, this is an example of what Uber does. Okay, 5 years ago when I got started driving, searches were 1x, 1.5x, that. And they would, if you drove into a surge, if you picked up a surge, then they would multiply the whole fare, except for the booking fee, times the surge price. So it'd be it would be the surge price, times 1.5 or whatever. Then they started doing this thing, they would put surges out with, a number next to it. That would tell you a dollar amount. It's not the same, it's crumbs compared to what it was, but whatever. Surge, still a way to pick up money. So, I used to chase them and drive them all the time. Now, they are doing this thing, this is what Uber is doing. They have put a surge out and there's no numbers next to it. You have absolutely no idea. I guess you can gauge by the color of the surge, how much money it is or whatever. I don't even know. But I know I don't chase them anymore. I won't do anything with these surges anymore. Uber does this all the time. They change stuff all the time. A lot of changes. Every week changes. I remember when I first got started, Instant Pay. I use Instant Pay a lot. Instant Pay is cool. It's when you Instant Pay yourself money, it sends the money to your account immediately. So I was thinking, I would use Instant Pay and it would send the money to my account, and by the time I got to the ATM, it would be there. It's even faster than that. It's you press the Instant Pay button and that money is in your account. I press the Instant Pay button and I would go over to my banking app and the money would already be there. It's quick. And they used to charge 50 cents every time you Instant Pay. Now they charge 85 cents every time you Instant Pay. America, there's like a million drivers. So like, just say like half of the drivers use the Instant Pay every day. That's like somebody's getting a lot of scratch. And like when I first started driving, if you, you know, like the way that they do that Instant Pay, I'm pretty sure is they do. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty certain they do it this way. It's like a debit card transaction. It's like they're returning money on a debit card or whatever. I don't know exactly how they do it, but I can tell you that like when I first started driving like 5 years ago, like to add a debit card, you could just do it. There was no charge for it. Now, when you add a debit card, just adding a debit card is an 85 cent charge. Uber charges 85 cents to just put your debit card with it, just to, as a driver, to like sign up with your debit card as a driver. They charge 85 cents. So like, you know, sometimes you misplace a debit card, or you know, like you just can't find it or you lose it or whatever. And when you do that, there's an 85 cent charge now when the new card comes. It's already a pain in the neck as it is. But then Uber charges you 85 cents also on top of that.